This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, Episode 7. Kathy Armias, professional TEDx speaker, shows you how to succeed on the IELTS speaking exam. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll learn how to get out of your head, get into the right mindset, and how to be as confident as you can for the speaking section of the IELTS exam.
Hello, listeners. We are lucky today to have my friend Kathy Armias here. She's incredible. She's a very impressive person. She's the author of a book called The Unbreakable Rules of Marketing, 9.5 Ways to Get People to Love You. 9.5, Kathy?
9.5, yes. the half is very important, actually.
Maybe we'll get into what that half is a little later. But the title is intriguing, I must say. Also, and this is what we're talking about today, is being a confident speaker. She, in the past, she was the district governor of Toastmasters, which is what, Kathy? What is Toastmasters?
Toastmasters is a communication and leadership group. So there's these little groups of people that meet all over the world, and people work on giving prepared speeches, giving impromptu speeches, which is, you know, somebody asking you a question and then you kind of formulating an answer on the spot.
And oh, that's great.
Evaluating,
that would be great.
Which is amazing. Nobody ever gets evaluated. And so this is a great place to actually go and test your skills and then have somebody give you an evaluation on it.
This, listeners, this would be an amazing opportunity for you to practice for the speaking test for IELTS. Not only would you just practice getting the words out, which is the hardest thing, just speaking, first of all, just getting the English out of your mouth, but also, like Kathy said, you would be evaluated. And that's what I think a lot of you guys are looking for, so you know what grade to expect. So not only does she have the whole Toastmasters background behind her, but she is also an organizer for TEDx Portland and a speaker on TEDx. All of you guys have heard of TED. I know all of you listen to TED online to practice your listening skills. And just so you know, TEDx Portland is one of the largest TEDx events in the world. And it's just, it's amazing. I'm just so impressed with you. You've done so many like impressive things. So let's see. You obviously are a professional speaker. You've been doing this for a while. Give us an idea, like what's the biggest crowd that you speak in front of?
I speak to crowds that vary in size. Sometimes it's just a couple people, like, you know, 10 sometimes. And sometimes it's 1,000 or more. And you know what's really funny? Sometimes speaking to a smaller group makes you more nervous.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree.
Because when there's 1,000 people, it's almost like, well, there's a sea of people out there.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I'm really not making any major connections with anybody because there's so many people out there. But then when you're sitting with a group of like 10 people staring at you,
totally,
it kind of makes you feel, it's just a little different, you know?
It's the different feel. It's the connection thing though, isn't it?
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like on the IELTS test, what happens is the students have to go into a room by themselves and it's just them and the one examiner. And so I think they're just super nervous that this like one examiner.
Person.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It is.
That's
it is.
Crazy.
It's scary. So in your vast experience, we're gonna draw 3 sort of tips for our listeners today on how to handle the speaking test. So what would you say is a good first step?
Well, absolutely. First step for anybody in speaking or actually anything that you do is practice. You practice. Nobody becomes an amazing or eloquent speaker overnight. It's something you have to work on.
Yeah, guys, you have to get out there and just speak English. You have to find a language partner. You have to maybe find someone online, a language exchange even.
Well, here's a great tip, though, for practicing. Pop open your computer, like your laptop or whatever, or, just a little cheap camera, whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Record yourself. And even if you don't have a way to do it video, just record yourself, even audio. Like on phones now, they have apps where you can just record yourself.
No, that's fantastic.
The best way to practice is to actually do it and then have to listen to it.
Sometimes, it can go either way. Yeah.
No, it helps you. It really does, because it helps you. Yeah, you start to see your patterns. You see patterns when you do things like maybe use a lot of filler words, or if you use a word incorrectly and you go, I can see it now.
Yeah.
I can hear it. So it's really good. I would definitely say practice. It's it becomes a lot of fun, really. It starts off as a chore, but then it becomes like a fun kind of challenge.
And I think also if it's just you recording by yourself, you're more likely to put more intonation in. Like it's easier to be silly if you're by yourself, right?
You can kind of
be more dramatic when you're speaking because you're not as nervous. So that's probably a really good way to prepare and to practice.
No, it's great. And if you can actually say what you're saying with some great inclination, great feeling, great pitch, mm-hmm. you'll do it amazing in front of people, because then you'll have that exchange of like eye contact, body mm-hmm. language, and it becomes a real connection. Like that's when you actually start making a connection with somebody, when you can kind of see how they're reacting to what you're saying.
Today, you're learning how to be confident during the speaking exam. And another way to be confident is to know what the examiner is expecting of you if you want to get a 7. So in order to find out exactly what the examiner wants, go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and get our free downloadable cheat sheet now. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. See you there.
Yeah. So cool. I think that could bring us into the second step. So we have the practice and prepare. What should we do during the actual speaking interview?
That's a great question. So, if there was a magic pill, I think everybody would take it because everybody gets nervous. So if there was some pill, like a public speaking, like I'm going to be okay pill, it would like somebody would make billions of dollars.
I wish.
But here is the best tip. Second to that would be to get out of your head. It's a mindset. Like get out of your head, get out of your own way.
Yeah.
You make it worse when you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go speak in front of somebody. I'm so nervous. And you literally have like a freak out moment, and for no good reason. Cause in the end, the other person sitting across from you, in this case with the test or with wherever you're speaking, they're really rooting for you. They don't want you to come in and fail.
Yeah.
And so
totally.
The things that you're thinking about and you're freaking out about, they're not thinking about those things. So you're building up too much in your own head.
Yeah.
And you just have to kind of have that mindset of, hey, I'm confident. There was even a TED talk by a lady named Amy Cuddy. She's a Harvard professor. And she actually talks about doing the Wonder Woman stance, like going to the bathroom and put your hands on your hips.
Yeah.
And just like get your body language in a confident position.
So I love that.
And breathe, just it's not completely about you. It's not, the whole focus is not on you. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's good to remember. We've talked about before how the examiners don't want you guys to fail. Like the examiners want you to do your best. The test is designed for you to do your best. That's why the first questions are so easy. Like, where do you like to go shopping? And do you ride a bicycle? These are easy
things you can answer easily.
Yeah. But I really like that idea of like, before you go into the exam, just stand up in the hall or in the waiting room or in the bathroom and have the most confident pose you can just to get in that mindset.
It's amazing how these things can echo how you really feel. If you come in with your face like hanging down and your body all shrunk up, that's how you're going to come across. But if you can kind of lift your shoulders up and just really put on a confident, like, I can do this. I got this. I'm going totally. In. I'm going to do it. It changes. It changes how you act.
We had a previous episode called Dress for Success where we talked about, right, like what clothes you should choose and stuff for test day. All of these little things do matter.
Absolutely.
I think one of our messages on the IELTS podcast has been to control the things that you can. Try and let go of the things you can't control. So you can control how confident you feel. And one way is to plan ahead, to have these moves, these, you know, ways to build your confidence and what clothes you should choose and how you should sit in your chair and how to make eye contact. Like, these are things that you can control and they will affect your grade. They are going to help the examiner think that you're a better speaker and give you a better grade for sure.
One more little tip on that to what you're saying is, if you just walk in anywhere and you're going to speak, just stop for 1 second, make eye contact with the person and smile.
Like, oh, totally.
Just smile for just for a second, you know, just give that smile.
That goes a long way.
It lifts your spirit. It immediately makes them like you.
It's
true.
If
you come in with this kind of, like, you know, stressed out look, you know, it's just come in and smile. Like, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Don't shuffle in and stare at your dirty shoes with your hoodie on. Like, stay away from that.
Exactly.
Just stand up tall, you know, wear something that makes you feel good, makes you look nice,
smile
at the examiner. That's the best way you could start. Like, and if I'm your examiner, I'm already at, like, band score 7 at that point. If I see you walk in, so start ahead. Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So number 2, I guess, is just sort of get out of your head and build that confidence. And number 3.
Yeah, I have this thing that I've been kind of putting together, and it's kind of like how to be cool in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works for anything, but it works especially well when having to speak. And it's kind of a two-step process. It's to first recognize the emotions that you're feeling in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I feel nervous. I have high anxiety. I'm stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated, whatever. Recognize and be aware. Okay, this is what I'm feeling. And then shelf it for a minute. Like, literally just say, I'm aware of what I'm feeling, but I'm going to ignore it for now. And the second part of that is just saying, what is my goal? Because in the end, you're just trying to attain your goal. You head towards your goal. That emotion only gets in the way.
Yeah.
And you have to go around it somehow. So if you just push it off to the side, you don't have to go around it anymore.
We can sort of think of it as on the show, we've talked about having brain boxes, like little parts of your head that control different topics or different vocabulary that you know. And emotions could be a part of that. We can try and have just our own little, like, anxiety brain box and sort of, like, close it and put it to the side. But it's really important what you said to keep your goal in mind, because this test isn't the be-all, end-all goal for our listeners. Like, the goal is to go to an English-speaking university and get their master's and get their PhD that is going to have more weight when they go back home to their countries. I mean, their goals are huge. We have, like, really motivated people listening to this podcast.
That's awesome. Then it should make it a lot easier that, like, this is just one little, like, it's not even a big deal. So just remember your goal. It'll inspire the heck out of you. Just remember your goal.
Totally, totally. I think that's a good place to end on.
Yeah,
it's inspiring.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Our listeners are going to be inspired by themselves, what they're working towards and their goals. So thank you so much, Kathy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let's see, if our listeners want to find out more about you and your books and your speaking philosophy, do you have a website?
Yeah, my website is www.kathyarmias.com. It's CATHEYARMILLAS.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Kathy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.